The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. John Adams said, "Private and public virtue is the only foundation of republics." Think about it. Private and public virtue is the only foundation of republics. What did this founder of America mean by the word virtue? You hardly ever hear this word anymore. What does it mean? To best understand what John Adams, who signed the Declaration of Independence, meant, we need to define this word from the dictionary, which defines the meaning of words as they were used in John Adams' day. Webster's Dictionary that was published in 1828 does that. It defines virtue as, quote, strength and moral goodness. The idea is that a person has the strength to make decisions from strong convictions about what is right, and that right is only defined by the Bible. To put it in modern phrases, the person who would do what Jesus said to about moral choices. John Adams also said, quote, "This Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other." In other words, our liberty is dependent on us being a moral people. To put it another way, we must be a people of virtue if we expect to maintain the liberty which has made America the greatest nation in world history. Even a casual reading of America's founders' writings will reveal how absolutely convinced they were that liberty was dependent on virtue, meaning moral goodness. Sam Adams, the father of the American Revolution, stated, quote, "A general dissolution of principles will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of a common enemy. While the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. But when they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader." George Washington, while president, prayed, quote, "That we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech Him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us all to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue," end quote. Daniel Webster, one of the greatest American statesmen to ever serve in the U.S. Senate, said, "If we work on marble, it will perish. But if we work on immortal minds and fill them with principles, with the just fear of God and the love of our fellow men, we engrave on those tablets something that will brighten to all eternity," end quote. John Witherspoon, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, who trained more than 30 of our founding fathers while he was president of Princeton, spoke these revealing words. He said, "A republic must either preserve its virtue or lose its liberty. Whoever is an avowed enemy of God, I hesitate not to call him an enemy of his country." John Adams spoke prophetically concerning moral depravity, including homosexuality. He warned, "Have you ever found in history one single example of a nation thoroughly corrupted that was afterwards restored to virtue? And without virtue," he said, "there can be no political liberty." Do you like liberty and want it for your children? Then you must live a moral life by receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and walking under His rulership, allowing the Holy Spirit to produce the life of Jesus through you. It's the only way to be consistently moral. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.